In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I sometimes like to think that there is a special place in purgatory, a very hot place in purgatory, for those liturgical experts who chose the Sunday Mass readings. Quite often it seems that the four readings from the Old Testament, the Psalms, the New Testament, and the Gospel have little or nothing to do with one another. So if one wants to preach on the readings, which is, after all, what you're normally expected to do, one is forced to make some far-fetched and rather fanciful comparisons between them. Another problem, which is illustrated by today's first reading from the book of Genesis, is that the passages are often taken out of their full context, and so we are not given enough information to properly understand them. When we hear that first reading about Abraham and how he argued for the merciful treatment of the inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah, we are likely to think that God is being cruel and unjust, and that Abraham is reminding him that he should be the kind of God we humans expect him to be, compassionate and forgiving. But when we actually look at the book of Genesis, we see that just before today's passage, God is talking to himself and says, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do, seeing that Abraham shall become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall bless themselves by him? No, for I have chosen him, that he may charge his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice, so that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has promised him." So we can see that God is in fact righteous and merciful and just, and he does not need Abraham to remind him who he is. Rather, this passage is a test of Abraham to see if he is worthy to become the father of the chosen people and God's partner in the covenant relationship. It is interesting to note that in Jewish tradition, there were 10 tests of Abraham in the book of Genesis. Our passage today, when he argued for mercy for the innocent people in Sodom and Gomorrah, was the next to last. The final test occurred 4 chapters later in Genesis 22, when God ordered Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac on Mount Moriah. In his great work, Creation and the Persistence of Evil, the Jewish biblical scholar John Levinson has argued that these two tests represent two different aspects of the biblical understanding of the relationship between God and humanity. In the sacrifice of Isaac, God demands total obedience and submission to his will, however incomprehensible it may be to us. But on the road to Sodom and Gomorrah, God wants Abraham to argue, to ask questions, to use his reason, and to challenge God's intentions. On the one hand, God expects passive obedience and acceptance of his will. On the other, he expects human beings to use their own natural powers to grow in the knowledge and love of God and participate in our own salvation. Well, this argument of Levinson is important for biblical theology, but it also helps us to realize here today that God is testing each one of us in our own lives, in our vocations, in our relationships with others, family, friends, enemies, in all we experience, all that we say and do, all that we suffer. God is testing us. And the reason for this testing is that, like Abraham, we have a great destiny to fulfill. We are called to become inheritors of the kingdom of heaven and brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ. God made each and every one of us in his own image and likeness. But that image is not a static one. It is not a one-time thing given at birth and never changed again. Rather, the image of God is dynamic. It is something we grow into through the various trials and experiences of our lives as we develop and mature and learn more about ourselves and about God. And the more we grow in virtue and compassion and justice, the more fully will we be able to share in the life of God, both now, to some degree here in our present life, but more importantly, in our true homeland, the kingdom of heaven, where, please God, we will live in his presence forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.